Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 727, Our Favorite Tunes, recorded live on April 2nd, 2020. Everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Dust Storm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are back. No more hosts this week. We'll probably be in another couple weeks before.
No more guests this week?
Sorry, I said host, didn't I? Yes, I meant yes, no more guests. No more guest hosts this week.
Oh, okay, man. For the people in Patreon, you'll know why Dust is so screwed up, because you get to listen to the pre-show. Anyway.
Yes. So we are here, just GT and myself, probably for another couple weeks as we try to decide who our next guests are going to be. We're actually going to put a tweet out tomorrow with asking people who they would like to see on the show. We have a little list of people that we would like to try to get on within the next few months or so.
Kiki Wolfkill.
I think they might be a little busy right now.
No, I wouldn't know why they're busy. They're all at home.
Busy at home, and not in that way. But there is a few 343 folks that we actually have on the list that will be going out tomorrow. Folks like Jessa Birdie, Unishek, Postums, kind of a lot of the more front-end people who are more easily able to get on the show. There's a few other people like Bonnie and Kiki who are a little more confined as far as public appearances they are able to make or can attend to.
I think Grimm is on that list too.
He's not as much in the forefront, but we could try to get him on that list. Harispus would actually be a good one, Pins.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. I did not put that on my list, but that is a good idea. I do have Installation 00 and Covey Cannon on that list that will be going out tomorrow, though. Actually, I might as well just look up the list and read it here on the show since I have the tweet actually scheduled to go out. Because I'm actually trying to be productive for a change.
Don't get used to it. Don't get used to it. When he goes back to work, this is all going to go out the window.
I'm trying to be better, and hopefully Ace will help me with this too. That's the goal. So we have Jessa Birdie, Unishek, 343 Postums, Doberman Studios, which is Halo Runs, and I forget what the Firefight variant is called on. Firefight, maybe something like that. Glitch 5970, he's been doing a solo project that's kind of a custom fan game. Sacred Icon Halo, Halo Outreach Podcast, Covenant Canon, Halopedia, and Installation 01. So those are the folks that we are currently targeting to get on the show within the next 2-3 months or so. So yeah, let's go ahead and dive on into our community update for the week. GT, how did Fraggin' Friday go?
Fraggin' Friday went really well. We actually did a split night this time. We started off in Halo 5. We played that for the first half of the night, and then we switched over to MCC. We had a split vote, so I did one of each. Had a lot of fun. We got we played some BTB on MCC. We were doing Super Fiesta, so we got our Super Fiesta fix on Halo 5. That was fun.
Good.
But we went over to MCC and played a lot of Super Fiesta, and we ended the night with a couple of customs. So we had a lot of fun. It was enjoyable.
Very good.
Had a couple of new faces come by. Glad to see that you were able to join us. Hope you can join us more often. And
yes, please do. That would be awesome. Very nice. We'll be doing it again tomorrow. So if anyone wants to participate, make sure you go over, check out our Discord. That's where we put the poll to determine what we're going to be playing for the night. So our options are either Halo 5 on Xbox, MCC on Xbox, or MCC on PC. So make sure you go on over there and make your voice heard. And we ask that you vote only if you plan on attending the game night. Obviously, if things come up and you can't make it, that's one thing. But unless you're planning on attending, please refrain from voting. That way, people that do plan on voting can get the games they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
For achieving Halo, continued on the Halo Wars 2 front of things, managed to get two achievements. We got the one for getting 40 hijacks with Omega Team and multiplayer, and then finishing off all of the bonus and optional objectives within the campaign. And we have 12 left to get. Bobby's actually almost at rank 99, which is max rank in Halo Wars 2. So he's been doing that while I've been trying to just go for achievements. The last ones that I had to do is all of the Arbiter multiplayer ones, getting gold on all campaign missions, getting to wave 15 in Terminus firefight without taking any damage, doing one solo campaign mission with a difficulty skull turned on, and a couple more multiplayer ones, finishing 77 blitz matches, or might be 75, and then a couple onesie twosie achievements. Total of 12 more to get, so within the next, probably by the end of this month, it'll be done.
Yeah, the blitz matches ought to be fun.
We already completed about 40 of them just from challenges that we've had to do and some of the other achievements that are related to blitz. And some games we've actually won. Like, we've matched in. Bobby and I will go in 2v2, or sometimes we'll match with the random on 3v3. And there's a fair amount of times that we lose. We probably lose more than we win. But there are some times we win, and it actually feels pretty good.
Yeah.
Bobby has taught me pretty well on how to play Halo Wars.
Well, blitz is a little different. A little different animal than your typical game, but yeah.
Yeah. It can be a headache, though.
It can be.
Hey, Haas, how you doing tonight? Good to see you over here, bud. There was no streamer showcase this past Saturday. I got distracted with things and forgot to do that, but we do have a Machinima Monday. Thanks for writing Spartan on doing that one up. This one is called The Assumptions. This is a Halo 5 Machinima posted by Hero Gameplays, and it's just a kind of a Halo short, light humor style video. You can go on over to our website, check out the video, and the short description from the video is the story of our lives. Am I right? The assumptions that came from our parents whenever we're out in public with our friends or sitting next to them in class can be a bit extreme, but deep down we know our parents really do care for us. But maybe this time they're a tad bit more than meets the eye.
Yay.
Yay, parents. As far as our company commendations go, we are still working for that Achilles Summit, and we will continue to be for the duration of Halo 5 being kind of the prime game. For killing an opponent that shot you first, we have just shy of 700 to go, closer to 750. For So Cuddly, we have 4,532 out of 4,900. And that is assassination, so that is still in the lead over getting splatters, which actually hasn't gone up at all. Yeah, it's still at 4503, which I think is where we were at last week. So people have gotten more assassinations and no splatters over this past week.
Assassinations are a little easier to get than splatters.
True. This is true. At the bottom of the list is the same two that's always at the bottom. Killing Marines. We've got 8,109 out of 38,900. And the Pain Train, which is killing enemy Spartans with a shoulder bash, have 1,601 out of 9,700. Hey, Laird. Yes, we're nerds, and we're proud of it. On to our playlist updates, because we have no Tales from the Foxhole, or at least no new ones in the Discord this week. What we've got going on for Halo 5?
Well, this weekend, we got Hardcore Super Fiesta rotates into the rank playlist.
I'm going to be playing that.
And Covenant Slayer rotates in for core play. On the Master Chief Collection, we get Mayhem in the 8v8 playlist for Combat Evolved. And then we upcoming, we have on the 8th, Griffball 4v4 for Halo 2 Anniversary, Halo 3, Halo 4, and Reach.
Yep.
And don't forget that all month long, Double XP has been turned on for Halo 5 and MCC.
Yes. That'll be, at least for now, until April 29th. I think I put that somewhere in here.
Yeah. Until April 29th.
Yeah, that was on the Steam post that there's a little Steam update. So copy that in here. It'll probably get extended depending on what happens with the pandemic.
Yeah.
But at least guaranteed until the 29th, we'll have double XP for Halo 5 and MCC.
And don't forget to log into Halo 5 and earn your free Arena and Warzone XP booster pack weekly.
Yes. 20 legendary XP boosts for Arena and Warzone every week. If there's ever time to grind for that 152, now's the time.
Yeah, I opened mine was about middle of last week. I played some Halo 5 on my personal stream, and I had two packs. I'm like,
Yeah.
I guess I probably ought to start looking in there more often.
I've gotten the first 2 weeks. I haven't opened mine for this week yet, so I need to log in and actually get those.
Yeah, same here. I haven't logged into I actually don't even think I've turned the Xbox on this week yet.
I only turned it on today because it's Thursday patch update for the Xbox Insider Ring. And the way I know that is about 6:30, 7 o'clock every Thursday, I'm listening to something with my headphones. And since I have optical going into my Astro dock, whenever it cuts out, I know the Xbox is on and updating. Because for some reason, when it does the background update, the optical turns on, which I've contemplated on putting a Xbox support ticket in on that, but it's a minor inconvenience, but still one of those things like, this is inconvenience, but whatever.
Yeah, it's an annoyance.
Yeah. What we got in the MCC update?
Let's see. The MCC update, as I mentioned, Halo CE Mayhem. A chaotic collection of community-created game modes that brings 16 players together in Combat Evolved. Let's see, on some of its smallest maps.
Ooh. Yeah.
Small packages.
Small
big party,
and
small
chaotic.
Package.
Small and chaotic.
On the play on the rotational playlist, CE Mayhem rotates in into the feature category. SWAT rotates out, but is still available. CE Mayhem 8v8, you get Mayhem Slayer on Battle Creek, Rat Race, and Hang'em High.
Which is not a small map, by the way.
Well,
relatively compared to some of the other Halo CE maps, but Hang'em High is not a small map.
But yeah, it's small. It's not Blood Gulch, so.
No.
For CTF, it's on Hang'em High. One Flag CTF's on Rat Race, Static King on Battle Creek, and then we have Crazy King on Damnation, Hang'em High, Rat Race, and Derelict. Interesting. Global Double XP.
It's the same thing from every week.
Yeah. For the... I wonder if that's on top of the other boost they've given you. So do you like get quadruple boost?
No, unfortunately. Because
they've doubled the XP everywhere else.
Unfortunately, no. It's max double XP.
So it's not double. It's right now it's not double XP, is it?
It'd be nice if it was stacked. Like the featured playlist on MCC and Halo 5, it'd be nice if you could get quadruple XP.
I think it's whatever, whichever one is greater. But jump in there and go into some mayhem.
Yeah. We have an MCC development and flighting update from Postums on the Waypoint forums.
Mm-hmm.
The big points to take from this one is there, and this was from March 27th, so there's things have definitely moved on from then. Latest updates you can find on his Twitter at 343postums. But this is the forum update that we have. They're almost ready to roll out Ring 1 and 2 testing. Invites to flighting will actually be a bit different this time around, and we'll get to that here in the MCC development update in just a minute. Basically, they're going to look at doing waypoint notifications instead of sending out emails. We'll get to that in a second. After the Ring 1 and Ring 2 blockers are fixed, flighting will begin, and people are kind of estimating that could be as early as this weekend, if not next week. The scope of the upcoming flight is going to include content for Halo 2 and Halo 2 Anniversary for campaign, multiplayer, theater, and Halo 2 Anniversary only, as well as some new features players haven't seen yet.
Ooh, new bugs. I mean, new features.
That's right. It's not a bug. It's a feature. Always. Speaking of the MCC development update, we have a brand new one for the month of March. Again, posted on the very last day of the month. This one comes from Postums. There's a lot of stuff in here to digest. A lot of stuff that is going to be skipped over for the time being, but we'll hit all the high points that we can. There is an interview in here with Dana Kirkpatrick and Max Lazor. If you want to look a little bit more into some of the behind-the-scenes stuff at what they're doing, they talk a little bit about some of the technical challenges that they face with all the different titles that they're trying to bring to the collection, what they're doing to keep the game supported and moving into this games as a service model until they actually get all the games into the Master Chief Collection, yada, yada, yada. So you can read that interview on the Waypoint update if you so choose. Starting off, though, we have a couple of screenshots. We've got a new Halo CE anniversary screenshot showing off some of the new stuff that they've done with trying to adjust lighting and fixes and all that kind of stuff from community feedback, which is good. There's some core bugs that they're looking to fix, and I'm going to read off some of the highlights here for the MCC across the board. Title can soft lock on the post-game loading screen after leaving mid-match. That's a pretty big bug.
Yeah.
Sometimes controller vibration continues after pausing the game. Minor inconvenience. All players receive an error message if launching into multiplayer. A multiplayer match takes too long, and quit penalties are not being applied to users leaving matches. Yeah. It's all right. The banhammer will come back. It's coming.
It's watching you.
It's coming. Couple of small things on the non-primary games at the moment, so the primary ones being Halo CE and Halo 2 Anniversary for upcoming builds. But in Halo Reach, there are texture issues between fog and mountains in the intro cinematic. Pretty minor. In Halo 4, water is missing ripple VFX when driving throughout Halo 4. And then I thought they did too.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is key bugs that they have fixed, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then ODST visor UI elements do not appear upscaled in 4K resolutions. On the Halo CE side of things, a couple of various crashes that they fixed. Achievement tracking and timers have been fixed. A lot of audio-related stuff, VFX. The campaign audio was a big thing that the community was up and up about, and that's one huge thing that they fixed. Some performance issues. That seems to be most of the stuff on the Halo CE side. For Halo 2 Anniversary, this is kind of where some of the new stuff is. Warthog, Horn, and other vehicles incorrectly shoot Scarab rounds when the Scarab Skull is enabled.
Oh, darn, and they fixed that?
They should have just left that one in there.
Damn, I wish I'd have been able to try that one.
Players not awarded multi-kill medals when the criteria is met. Shade turrets kills showed up as plasma turret kills. Playlist progression was not correctly awarded to co-op players. Sword equip sounds effects didn't play correctly. Corrupt textures on tunnel ceilings on outskirts. Then in Halo 2 Anniversary, nebula lighting was excessively dark and impairs gameplay on these forged maps. FPS performance falls below 40 when multiple explosions effect appear on the screen.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand a little dip, but not down to 40 frames. Subtitles were delayed and out of sync with remaster cinematics. And Forge team colors display incorrectly in all UI menus. Game over was displayed in Forge when selecting start new round. And infected did not appear to have a shield bar when shields were set to normal in custom games. So those are all random fixes within MCC that has happened over the lifetime of the game.
I have to say this. One of my favorite fixes in Halo CE is the headless Spartan models appears in the crowd chamber in 4K on the Pillar of Olive.
I've never seen that, but I've heard of it.
I haven't seen it because I don't play it in 4K. But yeah, that's got to be my favorite bug so far.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. There is a work in progress mock-up of the new challenge system that they're still testing out. So this screenshot is still a work in progress. And there are three different tabs that they have at the top. One being weekly PvE, another one being weekly PvP, and another one being seasonal. So it looks like they're getting away from the daily challenges.
Yeah.
Which might be a good thing. But the five different challenges that they have listed in this screenshot, which is under the weekly PvE tab, is Halo 2 Legendary Mission Completion, complete one campaign mission in Halo 2 Anniversary on Legendary Difficulty. Reach Easy Mission Completion. Complete two campaign missions in Reach on Easy, difficulty or higher. Reach Normal Mission Completion. Same thing, except one mission and normal difficulty. Halo CE Mission Completion and Halo 2 Heroic Mission Completion. So, just mission completions that for the time being.
I'm half surprised that you didn't see a Lazo run in there. They didn't put that in there. Just to make people go, oh no.
That would be interesting. There is check boxes in here, which I don't know if that is something where you can track it, like in your HUD when you're playing. It does have different
possibly
colors. So blue is anything that is locked. Gray is anything that's been unlocked or completed. And then yellow looks like it's what your active selection is at the moment. And then there's a little description box on the right-hand side that details what maps and difficulties and probably when you get into multiplayer, what configurations you need and what items are associated with unlocking and then rewards. So in this one example, there's a season point and then 50,000 XP. I'd be okay with this system.
Very similar to the Reach system.
Yeah. On to the flight invites that we had mentioned just a few minutes ago. So to cut down on emails and confusion, they're moving more to a self-service model and shifting all the communications to Halo Waypoint instead of sending out a bunch of emails. So in this case, you'll receive a notification on Halo Waypoint informing that you've been invited to the flight. You will also receive a message that includes key flight details as well. So in the case that you have notifications turned on for Waypoint, you'll still receive an email, but at least it'll be through the Waypoint system and not as separate flighting systems.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to your Halo Insider profile page, and you can find any keys there that would be related to your flights. So if you have a Steam key or a Microsoft Store key, or if for some reason if they decide to do another Xbox flight, then you'll get a key there that you can use to redeem on the respective platform. So it probably makes delivery on their end a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And it probably clears out a lot of the riffraff of sending out emails and having to track all that stuff as well. So yeah. For Halo 2 and Halo 2 Anniversary flight content, there's some new features that they're looking to test. In addition to what we've mentioned before, they're looking at a challenge system. This is, again, what we just talked about this. Some update customization, and they have a screenshot here on that one. It looks like they're just kind of implementing the UE engine, have a little bit better visibility on the colors. And then Theater will be available for use with mouse and keyboard in Halo 2 Anniversary. That'll be kind of cool.
Interesting.
Yeah. And campaign Both Halo 2 and Halo 2 Anniversary will support the following campaign missions with options for all difficulty levels in single player and co-op online play. Cairo Station, Metropolis, The Oracle, Delta Halo, Quarantine Zone, and Gravemind. On the multiplayer side of things, it will include custom games, social games, and competitive games. As far as the multiplayer options available, for social games, it'll be 2v2, 4v4, and 8v8. On the competitive side, it'll be Halo 2 Classic Team Hardcore. For the Halo 2 multiplayer maps, it'll be Lockout, Midship, Beaver Creek, Boreal Mounds, Coagulation, Headlong, Waterworks, Containment, Sanctuary, and Turf. And for the Halo 2 Anniversary multiplayer maps, Lockdown, Zenith, Stonetown, Bloodline, and Shrine.
What, no coagulation?
For Halo 2 Classic, there's coagulation.
For the anniversary, I mean.
Isn't that Bloodline?
No, coagulation.
Halo 2 Anniversary, it wouldn't be called coagulation.
Oh, that's right. Never mind. Yeah, it was called Bloodline.
So, yes, it's still there. not to worry, GT. Some additional settings. You can configure mouse and keyboard and configure gamepad. That's kind of standard. Video settings will be field of view, vehicle field of view. Oh, has that been in PC?
I think it's been in there.
Okay. Haven't played on the PC version too often, so yeah.
It's been a while since I've been in the settings, so I don't know.
Gamma, windowed mode, aspect ratios, resolution scale, VSync, HUD anchoring, unified middle display, frame rate limit, and graphics quality. On the audio side of things, game volume including menu, music volume, game music volume, effects volume, voice chat volume, also voice chat channel, push-to-talk voice chat, and multiplayer game sounds. On gameplay, crosshair position, show invite notifications, enemy player name color, multiplayer game timer, and credits. Network settings for just general network stuff and relays. Then accessibility will include titles, language, text-to-speech, or convert text-to-speech and convert speech-to-text. And they clarify they are not anticipating on including Halo Reach, Forge, or Theater in this flight. Doesn't mean it's not coming, just not for this flight.
Not at this moment.
Yes. The top reported community issues. There's still a lot of similar ones up here, but here are the latest ones that are still on the list, whether they're being worked on or not. Xbox performance investigation, pistol spread for Halo CE multiplayer with higher FPS, audio issues, stuttering issues, menu performance, screen tearing and VSync, co-op latency, EAC error messages, double key bindings, please get that done, mouse inputs, view models, idle stops, matchmaking, aim assist, and achievement issues and support tickets.
Yes, that idle stops matchmaking really needs to be fixed.
It's a pain.
I mean, I understand, but when you're waiting for a match, most people set down your controller.
Yep. Make it more in the minute. Because some people, like, I remember back in the day in Halo 3, you would go get a drink, get a snack or something, and you would wait to hear those beeps count down when you know the start, and that way you knew to run back to your Xbox.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to have to stop matchmaking because I want to go get me a drink of water.
Yeah.
Because I'm not that far away. I will be back by the time the game starts.
Yeah. Give it, like, how short is it now? It's 30 seconds, a minute? Like, make it 2 minutes. Just open it up a little bit.
As far, the wait time is fine. Just disable it once matchmaking starts searching. Especially if you're in a party.
Well, the thing is, though, like, if you have someone that's gone AFK and then they go back into searching, you're never leaving searching. So you got to have something in there to stop that.
No, when you are in that pregame, or, you know, if the person is AFK, then you can kick them out of searching. But if they're actively, you push, you know, they've actively pushed the button to search, don't time them out.
Well, what I'm saying is, though, if you're already in, like, if you're in a match and you stop a match, or the match ends, you never go out of searching unless you intentionally back out. So you never leave searching.
After a match, if your controller has gone idle, then you can kick someone out.
Okay.
Okay? I mean, yes, that will... You will get people that are idle in a game, but you won't be repeated games.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
You won't come across the same person 12 times.
Gotcha.
But anyway.
Yep. And then to wrap up the update, we have, well, actually a couple of things, but next to last thing, they're giving us a little bit of an updated priority list on things that are coming. So, message of the day on PC, server ping list on PC, push to talk, adding an option for open mic and support for controllers, stability improvements in bug fixing and zooming improvements. Those are things that have been delivered. Things are actively in development. Progression system improvements, including challenges, which will be in this upcoming flight. UI and UX improvements around navigation, roster customization, and many more areas. Text chat improvements and double keybinds. Currently in the design iteration, additional mod support, additional video settings and options, in-game FPS cap and adjustments, Steam account linking, and customization improvements. In the backlog and pending further discussion, input-based matchmaking, regional server selection, cross-play between Xbox and PC, VFR improvements, variable frame rate, idle system improvements, bringing PC features to console like FOV sliders, additional accessibility support, custom game browser, and better ways to report players. And then the final thing here is a screenshot tease of Halo 2 campaign on Delta Halo at 120 FOV.
And it looks really good.
It does look really good. It looks really nice.
And this is that anniversary? Yeah, that's anniversary.
Yeah, that's anniversary. No, Classic would be a lot more dull colors.
Yeah. Yeah, there wouldn't be very much green in it.
Yeah. I'm just going to shout this out real quick since Daddy Tracks posted this in the Mixer chat. He says it has another Halo Infinite idea, so shout out to my Twitter and Facebook page. If you guys have been pay attention there, I have been posting daily little Halo Infinite ideas, and today I posted number 105. They're starting to get harder to come up with. But Daddy Track said, and I might give you credit on this and actually make this one an upcoming one, give teams the ability to forfeit games, ability for teams to kick teammates, maybe at least 2/3 vote of the team could make the team basically forfeit the game.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad idea. I think that's the whole like kicking a teammate, something that we've actually talked about on the podcast before, but it was probably a few years ago since we talked about it last.
What? Yeah, you can't really, I don't think you can even kick a teammate anymore in, like, Halo 5.
The only way you can is if they betray you, and the game mode is set to betrayal booting.
Yeah. And I don't think any of the match-made games are, well, they have friendly fire turned off, so.
Depends on the game mode.
I haven't played any Halo 5 game modes that had friendly fire turned on.
The only game modes that I know that they're not turned on in is Fiesta. They're on for Big Team. They're on for Slayer. They're on for the competitive playlist. Like,
no, because maybe the competitive playlist, but I've stood on top of teammates' grenades and not died in regular just 4v4.
Most of those playlists have friendly fire. Fiesta is...
Fiesta, yes, I know they don't because, you know, it's Fiesta. But, yeah. Anyway.
Well, and, like, some of the featured playlists don't have friendly fire either. Like, Castle Wars doesn't have friendly fire.
Well, I'm even just talking SWAT.
SWAT has friendly fire. SWAT definitely has friendly fire.
I have never been killed by a teammate.
Maybe you just haven't gotten...
I have never killed a teammate.
I've killed some teammates accidentally on SWAT.
Well, I mean, I've knocked them off the map or something like that, but I haven't shot them.
No, most of those playlists have friendly fire turned on. That's the MCC development update for the month of March. And I'm sure we'll have another one with all the juicy details of what came in with Halo 2 Anniversary whenever we get that in our hands. I have a feeling I have a feeling that Halo 2 will probably be out this month, unless there's some really big bugs for some weird reason when Flighting comes out that they have to fix. That'd be my guess. On the social post side of things, there is a Steam sale going on for a couple of Halo titles right now. You can get the entire Master Chief Collection for 20% off, basically at $32 right now. And then Halo Wars Definitive Edition is 60% off right now.
And that just screams desperation.
I wasn't thinking of that, but okay.
No, I just...
I was thinking more, everyone's at home.
We'll give you a 20% on the Master Chief Collection, but we'll give you 60 on Halo Wars because we really want you to buy it to bring our numbers up.
Oh, well, I mean, Halo Wars is an old game anyways.
Yeah,
Halo Wars is $8 on Steam.
Well, technically, Master Chief Collection is an old game, too. It's just been redone.
Well, on Steam, it's a very new game because it only came out in...
But it's still an old game.
Well, yeah, it's when they initially launched, sure.
Because Halo Wars is an old game, too.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It didn't originally launch on Steam.
You're right. You're right. So there's a sale going on there. The Master Chief Collection is 20% off, and Halo Wars Definitive Edition is 60% off. Also, Spartan Assault and Spartan Strike are also 60% off. This week's community update is done via Twitter, thanks to Unishek. Most of the stuff we've already talked about in previous updates or on previous podcasts, so here are the things that are new. The HCS team is finalizing details for online tournaments for pro and amateur players, which they will share soon. The SWAT Nation has joined Grassroots as a community tournament organizer. So congrats to SWAT Nation for that. Greater Toronto has an upcoming tournament called the Online Quarantine Schoolyard. This tournament is actually taking place this weekend, April 4th, at noon Eastern Time. You can go on over to their Twitter at GT Halo and find out more about it. They will be streaming this on Mixer, and there is prizes including Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, Greater Toronto Halo Apparel, and HCS Grassroots nameplates. So you can head on over to their Twitter and find out. There's also the smash.gg tournament link in their Twitter post as well. There is a Halo Runs Grand Prix. Every week, judges pick a campaign mission where speedrunners compete for the best time. After 14 weeks of competition, the runner with the most points will be crowned. Enter the Grand Prix and watch runs online and follow Halo Runs for all things speedrunning. Which I actually checked the Halo Runs Twitter account. I did not see a post for this one specifically, so you might have to dig a little bit for that. Unless someone in the chats can go and find the link for me. There was not a link in Unishek's post, and I couldn't find anything on the Halo Runs Twitter account. So if someone wants to try to go find that for me, that'd be appreciated. There's also a new audio team field recording over on Instagram. And this time, it's of Steam Engines.
I wonder what they're going to do with that.
I don't know. There is the Relief and Recovery Rec Pack. This is a $10 rec pack and gets you plenty of XP and... I think rec point bonuses, and all of the proceeds from these rec packs will be going to Global Giving, which is a coronavirus relief fund assisting global communities impacted by the virus. You receive 5 permanent recs selected by the most popular visual and customization recs of ultra rare or better rarity, and if available, and as well as 10 rare or better boost cards. So this recovery pack is going to be available through April 30th. Again, all proceeds go to the Global Giving's Coronavirus Relief Fund. More information at globalgiving.org/projects/coronavirus-relief-fund. There you go. We have a Fan Fiction Friday. This one is commonly referred to as Elites. Sangheili are a strong and sophisticated species originating from Sanghelios. While males served as the Covenant's primary military enforcers, homesteads and bloodlines were managed by females. Over in the community highlights side of things, we've got 3 new articles from Play Griffball. We've got power rankings with Saber and Leono. And again, this is just rankings based on past performances of players. And I think these are for the PC players. So you can go over and check out that article. There's also the PC Reach Draft Schedule. So this is for actually doing the draft for the Summer League on PC. And then there is a pre-draft prospects prospect rating rankings for the AGLA Summer League 2020 console circuit for the Halo 5 series. So again, you can go on over to playgriffball.com for those updates. Forward Unto Dawn actually has an update. They've done a podcast recently, and they had none other than William Dietz, author of Halo the Flood, on their show. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Trillcast, thanks for showing on up over here, joining us from the YouTube side of things. Thanks for holding down the YouTube fort. Actually, I need to check you guys out. Are you guys primarily a Halo podcast? Because I've seen you pop up in a lot of Halo feeds recently. If so, I need to reach out to you about what some of us fellow Halo podcasters are doing. In addition to the Forward Unto Dawn podcast that they did, which we'll get to in a second, they have a Flood or Halo the Flood retrospective 17 years later. I meant to say Krillcast. I knew it was Krillcast. Anyways, so there is a write-up and a video that actually accompanies the podcast that they did over on forwarduntodawn.com. So we can go over and check that out over there. I haven't watched the entire video, but I started watching it, and then I haven't read the article yet, but it's an interesting, or maybe I did finish the video, I don't remember, but it's an interesting take on how the book was written, some of the things that or William Dietz talked about, some of the things that he kind of focused on when he was writing the book, different experiences he had when it was played in the game, some of the stuff that was based on his prior stuff that he's written and that kind of stuff. So it's definitely an interesting watch. Again, I haven't read the article, I haven't listened to the podcast yet, but the video that they posted was definitely worth it. Under the community content side of things, starting off with podcasts, HCS Pro Talk had their 120th episode titled A Halo Retrospective. For Podcast Evolved, they have their Mission Debrief, episode 91. This one is Halo Wars Cleansing. And their second show that they had for the week is Halo the Flood, which I think is part of their book club. Yep, part of their book club. On the Finish the Fight side of things, we have a bonus episode. Dr. Halsey's... No, that was actually last week. I forgot to update that one. My bad. They actually do have a new one. Their latest episode is 28, and this is talking about Glasslands. On the Sacred Icon Halo front, we have episode number 26, appropriately titled Quarantine Zone.
Gee, I wonder what their inspiration for that episode is.
On the Halo Outreach podcast, this one's covering Halo 2 Anniversary PC Update and what makes Halo, Halo. This being a response to the video that was posted by Installation01, which we're actually going to be doing the same thing with Halo podcasts. So I've reached out to a lot of the podcasts, and a lot of them have agreed to provide little audio snippets. And Installation01 kind of gave us Installation00 gave us the thumbs up on it, because I put out a tweet on the Podtacular side of things saying this would be interesting to do a podcast version of this. And he was like, dude, I'd be very interested to hear what the podcasts say. So probably within the next 2 weeks or so, you'll hear a special little either a separate podcast or something else that'll be our responses to what we think makes Halo, Halo. Sounds like good, Krillcast. I will reach out to you this weekend. On the Halo Respawn side of things, they had a special guest, which may have been me, on their latest episode.
I don't see what's so special.
Well, it's because we get to talk every week together, so we talk about...
Oh, we know you're special.
Oh, well. We just don't... Well.
Not special.
Well, okay. Okay. So I was happy to be a guest on their show. There's also discussions of new Halo merch, respecting the dev process, Q&A, and more. So that was the latest episode from Halo Respawn. And then Forward Unto Dawn has their latest Floodcast, episode 34. The Body Horror of It All is what it's titled. And again, this is the podcast that has William Dietz on it.
The one thing I have to say is, with the Halo merch that they put out, would you please put out some more stuff for the bigger people in your community? Yeah. I actually went to the Microsoft store to buy a couple of Halo shirts, and the Halo shirts I wanted to buy were not available in my size. So I was unable to buy the shirts that I wanted to buy.
I know some people we can talk to about that.
Yeah.
I can pass a word on if you would like me to.
Oh, they already know the answer. They already know it. I mean, I understand they have to limit. They have to cut off somewhere. It's just a large chunk of the community is on the larger side, I would say.
I don't know. A lot of the, whenever we hand out Podtacular shirts, the things that go first are larges and mediums.
Yeah, well, the people that you see in person are different than the people that are you're not seeing in person.
Halo fans come in all shapes and sizes.
Yes, they do.
We'll just leave it at that. YouTube content. From Hidden Xperia, we have two new videos. The first one is the lore behind UNSC's entire arsenal. And the second one is same thing, but for the Covenant arsenal at the Battle of Alpha Halo. From Halo Canon, we have Ranks of the Covenant, every known Covenant rank, and this video is almost an hour long. I have not watched it yet.
A long one.
I have not watched it yet. I saw the time limit on it, and I'm like, okay, I'm saving that one for the weekend. Covenant Canon has three new videos. First one is Infinity versus CSO, a Q&A. Second one is History of the Covenant Remastered, Taming of the Lich'Golo. Actually watched that one. Very interesting. And then the last one is Top 5 Covenant Remnant Factions. From Installation 00, we have What Makes Halo Halo, the video that we had mentioned before. That was mentioned by the Halo Outreach podcast folks. There's a lot of YouTubers in that one, including Krillcast, who was here. Oh, thank you, Krillcast. I didn't know we got a recommendation from Halo Canon, but that's awesome. Thanks for subbing. Krillcast was actually featured in that video alongside with Hidden Xperia, Ubernick, Covenant Canon, General Heed, and several other prominent Halo YouTubers. Definitely worth checking out. It's about 17, 18 minutes long, and it's a very good listen. Next one is the 20th installment of The Armory featuring the Spartan Laser. And then there is a lore and theory video about UNSC robots. On the Halo completionist side of things, he has begun doing a revision of his Halo CE Lazo runs. So there's a brand new playlist that he has, and the latest I saw, he was on Two Betrayals. So almost done with doing his updated Lazo run guide there. Under Ultimate Halo, there's a new video titled Halo 3 PC, Halo's Big Moment Before Infinite. This one kind of goes into some speculation on how 343 could possibly use Halo 3 coming to PC for the first time as maybe a launching point into some promotional stuff for Infinite and some other kind of cross ties between what the current state of lore is within the games and trying to get that preparing new people for what will come with Infinite. Green Skull has a short video regarding the Halo 2 PC flighting and MCC challenges update that we got in the development update from Postums this week. From General Heed, he has three new videos. First one is on Halo 1, the secret escort Banshee. Halo 3, can the Flood still drive vehicles? Spoilers, they can't. And then another one in Halo 1, why the sniper rifle is so ineffective against the Flood. Kevin Cool X has four new videos, two of them regarding Halo 2 Anniversary PC flighting info, and then another one on it wasn't April Fool's. It was Infinite Gameplay Leak and Campaign Details. And it was very interesting how he did this one, because it was him, and then he got, like, Hidden Experience to do a voiceover of him still talking over it, and then he got his co-host, Patman Gaming, to be a little video segment, but he talked over him, and it was a very interesting video compilation. And then another Halo news, which is, again, more Halo 2 Anniversary stuff. Patman Gaming also has some videos regarding the Halo 2 Anniversary flying stuff, and then he also has reached 152 in Halo 5, so I believe he has his 152 match on his YouTube channel. Curlcast, we have seen the Phil Spencer info. I have not actually listened to the podcast or the interview yet. I did see some Twitter responses from that, but I haven't actually dug into the details all that much. I don't know if you have, GT.
No, I haven't.
So we'll probably talk about that on next week's podcast, actually. The Halo Codex has a funny little video. Halo questions that I ask Cortana. So this is asking the assistant, which I'm surprised she didn't actually come up just a second ago. It was interesting. It was some of the typical Easter egg stuff that we've seen before, but there was also some new stuff in there as well. So definitely check that one out. Martin O'Donnell has continued his Music Inception stuff, this time digging into some old Halo CE stuff. And if you actually read some of the text that he puts in the video, it was stuff that he didn't think he would be able to dig out, but he, in fact, has. So yeah, some Halo CE Inception stuff. Very interesting to see what he pulls out of the archives for that one. Team Respawn has 5 new videos. There's a Mythbusters ones, Are Heavy Grunts Bad? There's 3 other multiplayer recap ones. First one is Friends Become Foes. Next one is Crash and Burn. Third one is Painting with Fortis. And then another gameplay one, Super Turtle Sneak Peek, Taking the Power Node. And then there is a couple of miscellaneous ones. Have you seen this Halo Reach animation video that's called Return?
No, I can't say that I have.
It is incredible. I cannot recommend this enough. For those who haven't watched this, go on YouTube, search for Halo Reach animation Return. It's called Return. This is done in Unreal Engine 4, and it harkens back to, remember where you see Noble Six putting on the helmet and the Warthog?
Mm-hmm.
So kind of take the ending of Halo Reach and that, and you see a Spartan walk up to a helmet that's on the ground, picks it up, puts it on. You see a whole bunch of Spartans come and join them behind him. There's another Spartan team coming in from another side of a field, and then they start like fighting each other in multiplayer. Thank you, Pins. And then as they're fighting, a group of elites come in, and then the Spartans stop fighting, and then it's all the Spartans' turn against the elites, and it's incredible. It's totally worth the watch. And then for those who know of Corridor Crew or heard of the Node channel, they've actually went and played Halo CE on the Master Chief Collection recently, and that video is up on their Node channel. On the community musing side of things, I actually forgot to update the Lore Thursday. You want to go ahead and get the Trivia Tuesday one? Like, copy of the Lore Thursday one?
Let's see here. Where is the Trivia Tuesday? There you go. For Trivia Tuesday, did you know that the Portal Envoy was first designed during the production of Halo CE and later intended for inclusion in Halo 2 during this time frame? The structure was the Ark before becoming the portal we know in Halo 3. Okay, so it was originally supposed to be the Ark. I did remember hearing that at one point.
Yeah, it was originally going to be, and then they obviously changed it.
Yeah, well, it's their story. They have the right to do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's their world. They're creating it, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right, and the text for Lore Thursday is updated, so if you want to go ahead and read that one as well.
Okay, for Lore Thursday, Mayhus
Maya Sankar.
Oh, Maya. Maya Sankar, otherwise known under her cover, Fiero.
Fiero.
No, I want Fiero.
Fiero? Where did Fiero come from?
It's a very unpopular car from the late 80s, early 90s. Anyway, Fiero was an Oni Section 3 operative who served undercover in the insurrectionist organization to try to gain influence within the rebel community.
Hunt the Truth was such a great series.
Yes, it was. It was such a letdown when Halo 5 launched.
I know, right? I do want to see something like that for Infinite, but they just got to be careful.
I don't really care what they do for marketing, but if they're going to insinuate on the story, it needs to follow what they've got planned for the game.
Yeah. They actually, those teams need to talk to each other.
Yes.
Yeah. For Know Your Halo, there is actually not one today, or they haven't posted one, but there was one for yesterday. This one is, this outer colony was part of the Human and Sangheili Joint Operations Zone. It became the site of a battle involving Sharkoi in 2558. The options are Gao, Venezia, Losing Hand, or Caro. Figuring that we just read that book about 6 months ago, I think most of us know the answer.
I know what it is.
I know what it is. Most of the people who responded know what it is, too. Yes, Pens, why are there grenades under my bed? That was awesome. That was an awesome moment. Come on, go back and listen to that now. Steve Downes has been doing his cameos. And by cameos, I mean there's a service called Cameo, which he's been doing cameos on.
Mm-hmm.
This is a service where you can pay to basically have him say something. And he put out a tweet earlier this week saying that all cameos that he gets in the month of April will go to Project Cure. And this is an organization that tries to get medical supplies, like masks, ventilators, and all that kind of stuff to medical institutions and hospitals where they are needed. Thanks for the host, Krillcast. So again, for the whole month of April, if you purchase a cameo from Steve Downes, then all the proceeds will be going to Project Cure. That's awesome. I haven't gotten haven't bothered to do a cameo from him yet, but I'm half tempted to do one.
Wouldn't be bad.
No. Do one for Podtacular. Do one for myself. See where it goes from there.
Let him do the podcast intro.
That would be interesting. Although, what would be better, Steve Downes or Jeff Stitzer? That might be a good community poll. Like, if you could have someone do an intro for you or do your voicemail, would you want Steve Downes or Jeff Stitzer?
Steve Downes for the intro, and then I would have Jeff Stitzer do the different subsections.
Oh, so like community news.
Yeah.
Official Waypoint articles.
I think that would fit better.
Yes, Krillcast, I think his cameos are around like the $65, $70 mark somewhere.
I'm sure it has. It's also dependent on how long it is, too.
I think there's a limit.
Yeah.
I think it's 90 seconds or something like that. A couple of things before we move on to our main topics of the show. There are two events happening. First one is a Halo Wars 2 charity tournament. This is by Breaking the Clutch. We actually haven't seen Breaking the Clutch in the Halo space in a while. This tournament is actually taking place this weekend as well, at the same time as the Greater Toronto Halo tournament is April 4th at noon Eastern time. But
yeah,
this one's on Halo 2 or Halo Wars 2. Details are over on their challenge website, so I'll by the time this podcast is out, it'll actually already be taking place. So you can find it on their Twitter. You can find it on their social media. It's a 1v1 charity stream that's taking place, again, April 4th, which is Saturday, at noon Eastern time. Donations and entry fees are up there. There is going to be, I think, a couple of prizes that they're working with Postums to get from 343. So there is some possible swag involved.
Possible.
Yeah. In addition to the registration fees. And then this one was posted in the Halo Hub Discord. This is hosted by Big O Boss. He actually hosted one a couple weeks ago, and this is another one. Tournament of Power Halo 2 Classic Xbox Online 1v1. This is going to be taking place next week, April 11th at 3 p.m. Central Time. First place gets $100. Second place gets $25. It's a $12 registration fee, and you must join the Discord for rules, settings, and game types. And this is over on discord.gg/T63PE. Capital SD, or you can go to the Halo Hub and look at the tournament section and find it there. Right. Curlcast is now over on Twitch Mixer, and Mixer, yes. And moving all over the place.
Oh, bouncy, 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 bouncy.
I mean, thanks for following us everywhere.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Good stuff. All right, it is time to do our topics of the week. We've got two of them. We've got our community fan game update. We've got a couple that we're not updating because every time we do an update, we have to basically dig and go through stuff, and it takes several hours, but we're going to get most of them. And then we have our latest community poll. What do you want to start off with this week, GT?
Let's go ahead and do the fan games.
Okay. Let's start off with some Installation 01 updates. Which was actually easy, because they haven't actually done a bi-weekly update since December. And the last one they did was last week. So there you go. On the Installation 01 front, what they've done for the update from last week is introduce some of the new people on the team. Because they actually have quite a few people that they've added, I guess, since they've either last done it or since they've actually had the last update to begin with. I didn't have a chance to count, but there was at least 20 new people that they were doing short little interviews with and introductions.
Cool.
So their team is growing.
Good to see.
Yeah, it really is. And then after that, there's a little excerpt in there about high definition render pipeline, which is basically software that uses real life inputs to create maps and models and make them look much more realistic and a lot nicer. So they briefly talk about it in their update, but there's a video that they link to that you can also check out and get a little bit more details on what that actually is. And that's it for the update.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Their updates, they don't usually have a lot of sections in there to begin with. But yeah, that was pretty much it on the Installation 01 front. And actually, it wasn't about 20 people. It was about 10, 12 people.
Still, their team's growing, so that's a good thing.
Yep. On the project contingency front, not a lot new there. I have heard rumors that there is some big stuff coming, but they did put out a image on their Discord with some new socials that they have. So they are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So if you follow the server over there, I don't know if they posted this on any of their socials, but just kind of giving an overall platform of where they are. Actually, that's Project Autumn. I put that in the wrong place. I did that for everything. Anyways, Project Contingency, not a lot's going on there yet, but there is some stuff supposedly coming with that one, some updates. I have some good sources that have said so. On the Coral, not the Corral, on the Coral side of things, we actually mentioned this last week on the podcast, but since we're doing the project update, I'll mention this again. They have a little tease image of an upcoming video that they're doing. And then they also had an April Fool's video that they posted yesterday of some enhanced mobility that they're working on. And this is things like wall running, super speed, a whole bunch of wacky movement mechanics that they just kind of threw in and had some fun with. It's pretty funny. It did give us an interesting look at their Guardian map.
Mm-hmm.
So consider that news if you want to.
Oh, yeah. Wall running, thruster pack.
Yeah.
Double jump.
There's a whole bunch of weird moving mechanics in that video. On the Downfall side of things, there is a Downfall status report for March 2020. They're trying to do monthly updates, but they missed the month of February. So this is the latest update they have. This was actually posted 2 days ago. So again, at the very end of the month. They're showcasing a lot of new weapons in this update. Some HUD concepts and some menu UI concepts as well. So we'll just kind of go and list them. Again, you can find these over on their subreddit, reddit.com/r/downfall_game. So the first thing we have here is a light machine gun called the Shadowhawk. Looks very similar to kind of contemporary modern day light machine guns. Unlike the Saw that we have in Halo Reach with the round drum, this one has a square drum. There's the Gauss sniper rifle called the, Shadowhawk is the person that made these. So there's the Unicy LMG, and then there's the Gauss sniper rifle, which looks pretty cool. Has a scope that's inspired by the Unicy sniper rifles from the game. Has an ODST insignia on the side. And overall, it's very clean, and you can definitely tell it's a railgun-like barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Looks really nice. They have their battle rifle. This one's by Dylan. And then there is a plasma rifle concept. Under the UI designs, they have two different designs posted by two different UI artists. First one is by Master Gecko 117. And do you have this one up, GT?
Yeah, first one's a little too busy for me.
First one kind of reminds me of what you would see in a lot of 80s and 90s first-person shooter UIs. And then the second one by Callum looks a lot more modern.
Yeah. Yeah, the only thing I would probably do differently is I would move the grenade icon and lock the radar to that corner. Because on the second one, they don't even show, doesn't even look like they show a radar on the screen.
Yeah, it probably just wasn't in that concept.
But yeah, that would, the second one, that would be the only one I would change. But that first one, it's just way too busy.
There's a lot of stuff in that HUD for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you think about what it looks like on the inside of the helmet, that might not be too far off of what you might see in real life, but it's hard to say.
Well, the weapon counter and type, it looks weird sitting there at an angle. You don't need a horizon line in your helmet. Don't get me wrong, there's stuff in there that's useful. It's just way too crowded.
Okay.
For me, I mean, that's just my personal
sure opinion. Yeah. And again, they're just concepts. It's not like these are set in stone, but
no,
definitely something to think about.
Yeah.
There's a couple of UI concepts. First one is of their customization system. And another one is of their campaign selection. Both of these, again, are work in progress. Then there's a little Q&A that they have in here. Big question, will COVID-19 affect anything that they're doing? And since they're an online team, no, not really. Stuff will keep going as it has been.
Maybe give them more time.
Yeah, right. Will there be a firefight mode? Right now, all we're creating is an amazing campaign experience, but firefight is not off the table, but it's not a priority either. Will we see new mechanics in the game that have never been in a Halo game before? Yes. Will this be on Steam? No. Pretty standard answers there. As far as job positionings, they're looking currently for experienced 3D artists, animators, and that's it. A look ahead, they have some concepts arts of some Unicy vehicles, including a warthog and a large kind of mammoth elephant looking vehicle, big troop carrier type of thing. And then there's one more art piece by Callum at the bottom. Over on their Discord, they also posted a little music piece by Isaac Mudge called Tower of Darkness, which is a Black Tower remake. And I believe that's from the Halo 3 soundtrack. On the Project Autumn side of things, this is where they're actually doing more on the social media front. So as you guys remember, when we had them on the show, they didn't really have a big social media presence. So they actually went out and created several social media sites. So Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram is where they're at. Twitter is at Project Autumn 01, not 01, but 01. Facebook is Project Autumn Halo, and Instagram is Project_Autumn_official. In their Discord, they actually have a couple of concept art pieces. First one is of a mountain with looks like some lava flow and a frigate in the background. And then another one is of a ODST. Or no, actually Spartan. So there you go. Under the Iron Brute or Iron Hammer, a brute story, there's a lot of stuff they have showcased on their Discord. They have some elite models and also some Phantom and Wraith models that they've shown off. The elite one looks oddly human to me. Like the body kind of looks more human than
the elite. Well, we don't really have anything in the picture to scale it correctly either, so.
Yeah, but I don't know. Something about it just, it seemed like the actual body is more human inspired than elite inspired. Zyron the Gamer, thanks for following us on YouTube. He says, can he ask a question? Sure, go ahead and ask a question. When we see the question, we'll give it an answer. They have a new updates temporary channel on their Discord as well, and this is where they are currently showcasing off a root shot, which actually looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Some Jackal concepts, as well as skirmishers. And then there's a new wildlife model that they have showing the Makzu, which is a six-legged rhino-looking creature.
It's a space rhino.
It is a space rhino, and it has six legs. So there you go. On the Colonial Insurrection subreddit, there is a lot of posts over there. Since we last talked about them, they have... Well, I'll just read off the post list. And again, this is over on their subreddit. reddit.com/r/colonial_insurrection. And all these are just concept art pieces, renders, work in progresses, all that kind of stuff. And most of these have been posted by Born Stellar. So first one is an assault rifle. Then they have a Magnum. Then they have an MA5K, which is kind of a battle rifle variant type thing. There's a frag grenade, a UNSC, a standard Marine model that they have in a classic T-pose. They have a pretty basic looking fusion coil. It has all the basics of the Halo 2 fusion coil with a few slight differences. They have a large crate, a work in progress sniper rifle, and then they have, I guess, something that's more closer to a final design of a sniper rifle. They have a M12 Warthog, attachments for what they say for each class. So this one kind of looks like a visor attachment for the one that they show off here. Combat knives, which looks like either another attachment or something that would probably be used in an assassination animation. A marksman shoulder attachment. And then there's a little Q&A post that they have as well. So yeah, that's everything that's over on the Colonial Insurrection subreddit. On the fan mods side of the house, under Halo SPV3, there's a new video that Masters put out. And this is the anatomy of Halo and None Left Behind. None Left Behind being the expansion part to the Halo mission under SPV3, which I still need to actually play. I haven't played that yet.
I haven't played all the way through it. I still need to.
Yeah. I know I played a really early version of None Left Behind, like at PAX, like a couple years ago. But since then, I haven't touched it yet, which I really should. I feel a little bad about that, but...
Yeah, I haven't picked it up in, I don't know, 2-3 months.
Zyron's question is, who would win the UNSC versus the Dominion War? I'm not sure what that is referencing. The Dominion Forces. I don't know what Dominion Forces are. If you can expand on what you mean by that. Is that something in Halo? Is that another franchise? I'm not versed in a lot of other sci-fi franchises outside of like Mass Effect or Stargate or Star Trek. There's also another announcement in the Halo SPV3 Discord server. Apparently, I think actually this is probably one of the Machinimators actually got this off, but it's a single player project. This is by Matt Dratt. No, I guess he is a modder. But he has a custom Halo campaign called Takedown Extermination. So there's a trailer on YouTube. I haven't watched it yet. I did see it get circulated around Twitter, but that's something that we'll take a look at here in the near future. Under the Sins of the Prophets, that's one of the ones that we'll save for another show because they usually have lots of updates, and we haven't really talked about their merge into their new company yet. And same for Operation Trebuchet. On the Project Cartographer side of things, they have released their update 0.5.6, which introduces netcode and stability improvements. And they also fixed the favorite options under the server browser, so now you can save your favorite servers in Halo 2 on PC.
Cool.
And just for those that are listening that might not know, Halo 2 on PC being Halo 2 Vista, or the original release of Halo 2 on PC that was back in 2005. The Dominion Forces is from Star Trek. The Dominion War lasted from 2373 to 2375.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
I'm actually not familiar with that, so I can't give an answer to that. GT, do you have any clue between UNSC and...
UNSC and Dominion Forces? I am not that well versed in the Dominion Forces to be able to make a judgment on that one.
Sorry, Zyron. we tried, but we just don't got anything.
But what I would recommend is, if you want to know the answer to that question, I would look at Eckhart's Ladder. Yep,
I knew Pins was right on top of that, too.
And look at, because he's done some comparisons between the UNSC and the Star Trek ships.
Star Wars? Or Star Trek? Has he done Star Trek? Okay.
The if I remember right, the Dominion was one of the race, or that was one of the races in Deep Space Nine.
Oh, see, I haven't watched Deep Space Nine. I've only watched the original and the Next Generation. I haven't watched all of Deep Space Nine yet.
Deep Space Nine's not bad.
I would watch Star Trek Online if it wasn't behind CBS All Access.
Same here, yeah.
Although, there will probably be a point where I will just get it for a month, binge watch it, and then wait another year to watch the next stuff that comes out. But I do enjoy Star Trek. I grew up a Trekkie. I grew up watching The Next Generation almost every single night when it was on syndication. I guess it's still on syndication on some channels. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely love the Star Trek franchise. I was excited when they were bringing it back, but just because it was on CBS All Access only, that was one of those things. Was like, yeah, I'll save it for when I want to put down the money to binge watch it.
Yeah, I might buy it if it comes out on DVD and watch it that way. I'm not going to subscribe just to watch one show.
Yeah, same for me. Because that'd be the only thing I would watch on CBS All Access is Star Trek.
Exactly. And, you know, that kind of brings up a concern with the Halo TV show as well. I'm not going to subscribe to Showtime just to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure that they will probably, after the season's over, release it on DVD.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I just hope they don't do something where it's like Nightfall on the Halo channel.
Yeah.
I mean, if they do some kind of like, you can...
That you can't access anymore.
Right. Yeah, that was kind of... We'll move on. So that's all we have for the fan game and projects update for this month. Again, we will do Sins of the Prophets and Operation Trebuchet at another point. There's also a couple of new things that have popped up which aren't on a list that we'll include. So we'll either do those next week or in a couple of weeks. So that means it is time for our community poll, which we actually got quite a few less responses, which I didn't really push it as much, but I thought for soundtracks, a lot of people would have responded to it. But it is what it is, and we got actually a fair amount of... Actually, the Discord response was bigger than the Facebook or the Twitter response, mm-hmm. Surprisingly. So let's start over on... So the poll was, what is everyone's favorite soundtrack? And the options are Halo CE, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo Wars, ODST, Reach, Halo Legends, which is the set of anime, Combat Evolved Anniversary, Halo 4, Spartan Assault, Forward Unto Dawn, Halo 2 Anniversary, Spartan Strike, Halo 5, Halo The Fall of Reach, and Halo Wars 2. So those are all the options. Those are all the productions in Halo that have an official soundtrack.
There's a soundtrack for Fall of Reach?
There is. There is a soundtrack.
Why?
The animated piece that came out.
I know.
Yeah, there's a soundtrack.
Why?
There's a soundtrack.
I understand that, but why? As you were saying.
Actually, I think I missed one. I think I missed Nightfall. If there is... Oh, there's not a Nightfall soundtrack. Or is there? No, actually, I'm not seeing. Doing the quick Google search, like, was there not a soundtrack for Nightfall?
I
pulled a list from Halopedia. That's interesting.
Of course, I didn't know there was a soundtrack for The Fall of Reach.
That's interesting that there's not a soundtrack for Nightfall.
Because it made such an impression on me.
Right. Oh, wow, that's interesting. I didn't really stop to think that Nightfall didn't have a soundtrack. Wow. It did that badly. Anyways.
I enjoyed Nightfall more than I enjoyed The Fall of Reach.
Yeah, I will agree with that. All right, starting off on Discord, we have Spartan0398. He says Halo 2. We got Meme Machine also saying Halo 2. Tepec from Halo Creation, shout out to our French Halo community. He says, wow, how cruel to make us choose between these. He can't decide between Halo Combat Evolved or Halo 3 ODST. And Halo 2 would be really close. It's going to say Halo Combat Evolved because obviously it's the incredible foundation of it all with the main themes and the overall atmosphere setting things up. The soundtrack of CE was a big part of what made me become passionate about the franchise in the first place. But Halo 2 brings more depth to it, and ODST is just so unique when it hits right in the feels.
Yeah, that saxophone, it's...
Yeah.
Every time you hear it, man, you know, it soaks right in.
Oh, yeah. That saxophone's so sweet. So sweet. Flo also says Halo 2. Pins, and I made sure that he put in the right vote this week. he said Halo 4, followed by Forward Unto Dawn.
Halo 4 had a good soundtrack.
Mm-hmm. I like the Volume 2 better than Volume 1. Although 117 and Green and Blue from Volume 1 were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Fuchs actually said that he likes Tom Saltz's work, which is the Spartan Assault, Spartan Strike, and Fall of Reach. He said, in his opinion, he is the most underrated Halo composer. Despite having limited budget games to produce, he's got some really great tracks that feel right at home with the gamut of bigger games' tone and range. And then he said, Ode to the Abyss from Halo Online is in the top tier of Halo tracks for him.
You know, I will say this right now. Every single game that's come out has had just epic music. I mean, that is one complaint I have never had with any of the Halo titles, is the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been fun to listen to. It always enhances the campaign experience. The only complaint I've ever had about the music is it getting louder at the end of a game.
But it's the epic conclusion of the game.
I don't care. If I can't hear the guy sneaking up on me, it's a problem.
That is true.
But anyway.
CAA says Halo Wars for him. Best ambient background music, which I will agree with that because I use that to read to a lot. Never reading the Halo book. It's usually either one of the Halo Wars soundtracks or actually either Spartan Assault, Spartan Strike, Legends, or ODST. Those are like my go-to soundtracks. Unless there's a book I'm reading which has very strong vibes in any one of the other games, I will try to choose that game soundtrack. Otherwise, it'll be ODST or Halo Wars. And I've started... actually, when I was doing Renegades, I think I had Spartan Assault soundtrack on. Grunty says Halo 2. Ace says Halo 3, close second being Halo 2. CAA also posted a picture of a Halo 4 limited vinyl that he purchased as well. So that's all the votes that we got on the Discord. Over on Facebook, we had one response, and this is from Christian Taylor. He says that it's really hard for him to pick a favorite, being that Reach, ODST 3 and 2 all have fantastic, unique soundtracks. Same with Halo Wars. Over on the Twitter side of the house, we have a few responses, only four this week. Debating on whether or not to repost this one later down the road, but we'll see. From Halo Completion, shout out to him. Halo 2, Halo 4, and ODST. From Project Autumn Official, shout out to those guys that we just talked about. Either Halo 2, Spartan Strike, or Halo Wars 1, all for different reasons. But all three have fantastic combination of atmospheric pieces, powerful combat tracks, more casual action loops, and emotional heavy hitters. Spartan0398 also replied, but he's in the Discord. And then Simon Kent 98, he says Halo 2, Reclaimer, and Mjolnir mixes. Yeah.
Good choices.
Yeah. Well, I think the choice here was pretty much Halo 2.
Yeah. I mean, which Halo is not 2 surprising. Is, yeah, Halo 2 is one of my favorite soundtracks to listen to. But then, you know, the nice thing with the Halo soundtracks is they all kind of fit a different mood.
Yeah, they do. And you can really see that and change over time.
You know, if I'm just kind of chilling on the couch, ODST or Halo CE. If I'm out doing work or, you know, I'm in the garage working and I want to listen to the soundtrack, it'd be Halo 2 or, you know, Halo 2 or Halo 3, you know, the more upbeat, pumping music. So, yeah, but I mean, overall, it's really hard for me to nail down just one, because CE and ODST are just so fun to listen to.
Yeah.
Same with Halo 2, but it would be one of those three, but that's as close as I could narrow it down.
I think for me, for the longest time, it was ODST. It was the ODST soundtrack. But more recently, like over the past year or so, now it kind of fluctuates depending on mood. I think ODST definitely had that initial human feeling within the Halo franchise because it was so different. It was kind of that you're kind of underpowered. It's kind of a very gloomy situation that you're finding yourself in. It's very, very hostile environment. So it had that really down to earth feel to it.
Yeah.
But I mean, not to discredit some of the other stuff that we see in Halo Wars is very easy to listen to. It's got a lot of nice different vibes to it. Yeah. It's still very centrally Halo.
Well, you know, for me, I've just always been a fan of the saxophone. That's a big part of it for me. The sax is one of my favorite instruments. It's always just been comforting to me to listen to. You know, don't get me wrong. I like to listen to rock music and stuff like that. I'm actually very eclectic when it comes to what music I listen to. You know, at one point I could be listening to Beethoven. Next minute I'll be listening to AC/DC. But yeah, it just, I like the mix that they do give.
Yeah. Okay. So that was it for our topics of the week. We will have another poll out next week. Not sure what it's going to be quite yet. Do you want to pick a poll topic for next week since I've put out the last three or four?
Oh, don't put no? me in okay. this. Don't put me in this box.
You don't want to. No. You don't want to have to deal with coming up with those decisions, nope. Do you?
I don't want any part of that.
Okay.
It's hard enough for me to just pick an answer, let alone pick a poll.
Fair enough. So something that was brought up to me recently. I was in Haas's stream like either last week or a couple weeks ago, and Mending Mercer was in there, and I asked them what's something that we could do on the podcast that would kind of make them listen to it again, because they used to be big Podtacular fans. Not that they're not Podtacular fans now, but obviously things change and whatnot. And he had an interesting idea of, like, he really is interested, or he really finds interesting the stuff I do with the Little Halo Infinite ideas. So would you guys want to hear my ideas that I posted throughout the week and have short little discussions, like 1-2 minute discussions on each one of the ideas here on the podcast? Is that something that would be interesting to people?
Eric Yamusa's community ideas.
Well, so we are doing that through Patreon a little bit. Shout out to our Patreon. Granted, obviously times are tough, so I'm not necessarily going to make people go to Patreon just to submit their ideas. But if anyone has ideas, you're more than welcome to drop them in the podcast discussion channel on our Discord, hit us up on social media, any of that kind of stuff is a good place to just reach out to us if you have any ideas that you want us to talk about on the show, if you have any topics that you want us to talk about, if you have guests that you want us to see get on the show, any of that kind of stuff, we're more than happy to take. We're more than happy to take input and really dive into some other things that people might be interested in. Obviously, if there's things that are covered by other podcasts or by YouTubers, we'll kind of say that that'd be interesting to do, but someone's already done that work and we don't want to duplicate that work. So if it's something unique that someone hasn't done, or I mean, main discussion points or community stuff that's happening in the community that's worth discussing, we'll obviously do. We're not going to be opposed to that. And everyone has their own opinions on everything. So, but yeah, if you have ideas of a good topic, if you have people that you would like us to have on for a topic, like a round table or something, hit us up. We're on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. You can hit us up on our Discord. That's probably the easiest place to get to us if you really want to make sure that your idea gets heard. But yeah, shoot us anything that you want. And Crowcast, we do have guests on. We actually just ended a string of maybe having 5 or 6 guests on in a row. So we're taking a little bit of a break, but we'll have guests on within the next 2 or 3 shows. And then we'll probably have guests on for another 5, 6, 7 episodes and then want to take another break again.
Yeah. We're working on the guest thing.
Yeah. So we kind of went through our first segment of guests for 2020. And we wanted to talk about Smoke and Shadow, and obviously Renegades will be coming up here in the next couple of weeks. But we have some of our recurring shows that we wanted to get to. So like this one being our community projects episode. So we have certain shows that we like to get to every once in a while that don't necessarily need guests. But we are going to get more guests on. You don't have to worry about that at all. And Eric Yabu, if you want to talk about Halsey's Journal, go over and listen to the Finish the Fight guys, because they just did it.
We're just trying to get dust current on the books that are out there,
which have done a pretty good job recently. We have one queued up. We're going to give people time to read it. So in case you didn't hear the news from last week, Halo Renegades is up next. We'll probably do that around the end of the month, depending on what schedules look like with guests and whatnot. So if you haven't heard yet, now's your time to read Halo Renegades, and in about 3 weeks' time, will probably be the earliest on when we'll actually talk about it on the show. And then from that point, we'll do the children. Well, are they children's? I guess they're kind of children's novels.
Well, young adult.
Young adult, yeah. We'll do the young adult novels next because of the book that's coming out in September. So we'll be doing Battleborn as our next book after Renegades. So if you want to get really far ahead, you can start reading those. Anyways, I think it's time to wrap up the show. Unless you got anything else, GT?
I am done for tonight.
All right. So as always, you can find us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Podtacular. We also stream every so often throughout the week. On Thursdays, you can find us doing our podcast live at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. On Sundays, you can find me doing achievements with Bobby right now on Halo Wars 2, and that's at 10 p.m. And then on Frag and Friday, which is tomorrow, Mr. GT graciously hosts Frag and Fridays, which is open to community vote again in our Discord. So if you want to choose between Halo 5 on Xbox MCC on Xbox or MCC on PC, then make sure you head on over to our Discord and make your vote heard. In addition to Discord, we have our Spartan Company and our Xbox Club. You can find the podcast on many different podcasting services. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Google, and TuneIn. Most other podcast services, we are listed on there. If there's a podcast service that you normally frequent or use primarily and we're not on there, please reach out to us, let us know, and we will work to get the podcast on that platform. You can also support the community by going over to Patreon. And again, I know with coronavirus going on, might not be the best time to contribute, but if it's something that you would like to help out Podtacular and you're financially able to do so, then you can go over there and check it out. Also, you can do Amazon purchases and give a little bit back to us that way. So whenever you go to Amazon, just go, before you do that, to podtacular.com/Amazon, and that gets you, just put a little cookie on there, so it's affiliated with Podtacular, and then when you check out, Podtacular gets a small portion of that, and that helps keep the lights on with the website, hosting, and a couple other things that we would like to do in the future. You can also donate to us directly, though, if you would like to do that as well. We have a little PayPal set up, so if you go to podtacular.com/donate, you can donate any amount one time, and if you'd rather do that instead of Patreon or through Amazon, then you are more than welcome to do that as well. You can also check out the Halo Hub, where we help curate content. And actually, I pulled a couple of things from the show notes today from the Halo Hub. It's a place where content creators can make or can share their work, and fans of content can post other people's work and have a discussion about it. So you can find more about that at thehalohub.com. GT, where can people find you? You've been streaming some personal Halo recently, too.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Godzilla Todd. I am also on Steam at Godzilla Todd. You can find me on Xbox Live at Godzilla Space T and Mixer at Godzilla Todd. Here lately, I've been streaming from 3 Central to 5 Central.
PM.
I've been... PM, yes, not AM, PM. Well, at 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm eating breakfast, and nobody wants to watch that. Anyway,
it depends on what part of Twitch you go to.
Trust me, nobody wants to watch me eat breakfast. Trust me, it's scary. Not to mention, I'd probably go to jail. I've been streaming a mix of games. I've been doing some Destiny, Halo 5, MCC. Tomorrow night, I will be doing some MCC if you guys want to join, stop by. Or if you want to join in, you are welcome to join in. But here lately, I've been kind of on a quest to finish it up, some of the special weapons on Destiny. I know this is a Halo podcast, but you know, there's not a whole lot going on in Halo other than in MCC, and I can only handle the hacker so long.
You're playing primarily on PC?
I've been going back and forth on MCC. I'll play a little bit on PC, and then after they hand my butt to me for, you know, 30, 45 minutes, I'll switch over to console.
1, 3, 4, 3, get that band hammer. Come on.
No, a lot of it, I'm not saying that everybody I come up against is, you know, modifying the game to their advantage. They're just better players than I am.
Ah.
I am a controller player, and I'm playing against people with keyboard and mouse. And it just, sometimes I come across people that I swear they've got aimbots just because of the uncanny accuracy that they have.
Yep.
I know the CE pistol is OP, but they're shooting me, I'm shooting them, but my shots are missing. And I watch the shields flare, so I know I'm hitting them. It's just, it's frustrating. And like I said, they've had some issues with Halo CE and shot registration, and they've done some things to fix it. Sometimes I think they're still some problems with it. And of course, with the extra load that the networks have been under lately, it does make it a little bit more frustrating. Tonight, I was coming across a lot of people that decided that they wanted to be teleporting.
Oh, jeez.
And it wasn't because they were trying to manipulate the network. It was just bad connections.
Lag happens sometimes.
Well, you know, when you're streaming, that also does affect things.
It does.
I've noticed that, like, tonight, whenever I'd load into a matchmaking game, I was the last one to load in. But, I'm also streaming, so that does take an impact on your gameplay.
It does. It certainly does. As far as a topic for next week, we don't have anything set yet, so check the social media, check the Discord to make sure what we're going to be doing. I'll also update the stream pages with the relevant information on what we have planned on the upcoming schedules. So again, make sure you're checking that out over the next few days. And again, if you're planning on playing tomorrow, please head on over to our Discord and vote for which game you would like to play for Fraggin' Friday. Thankfully, we didn't see any random April Fools. I think amid the whole coronavirus thing, it wasn't that prevalent.
No, a lot of people are distracted.
Yeah.
Which is fine. They need to be taking care of themselves. So everybody that's listening, please, please take care of yourself.
Yes.
Stay away from other people. Help us stop this so I can go to PAX.
Same. And so my wife can come to PAX.
I want to go to PAX.
Yes. Yes. We all want to go to PAX. All right. Well, that'll be it for us tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into the live stream. Thank you to our new viewers and followers for coming along. Hope you will join us next week or join us for future streams, whether it's this one or Fraggin' Friday or Achievements. Until then, keep on fragging them trucks.